What kind of insect is it that flies around lights a lot?
It's according to the time of the year. And there's certain times in the summertime there are little black beetles that fly around. Then at other times they're a good bit bigger brown beetle.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are other insects that I don't know what you call them, gnats, midges.
Oh, these eat your clothes.
Moths.
Mm-hmm. And if you just had one?
A moth.
Mm-hmm. How about, what do you call those little bugs that you can see at night and they flash on and off?
Lightning bugs.
Uh-huh. And what do you call those bugs that hover around ponds that are real about this long? They got two sets of wings and they can just hover.
Mosquito hawks.
Mm-hmm.
They have another name, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, that's good enough. How about what kind of insects that make paper nests? They sting.
Wasps and hornets.
What would you say the differences between the two?
I never have known. I don't know what the difference is between a wasp and a hornet.
How about that bug that builds nests in the ground?
Yellow jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, bumblebees do too.
Bumblebees?
They build nests in the ground too. But yellow jackets usually nest in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about those little bugs that get into your skin?
Red bugs. You do not call them chiggers in this area. They have been red bugs all my life.
Okay. How about those bugs that some are green and brown, and they hop around in the grass a lot?
Grasshoppers.
Okay. And
now the house is full of crickets. You notice that, the black crickets. I don't know where in the world those things are coming from.
I didn't see any.
I killed two in there in the bathroom last night.
Mm. Okay, what is it that you sometimes see in corners of houses?
Spiders.
Mm-hmm. And
spider webs.
Uh-huh. And what type of, what do you call the part of a plant that's under or the ground?
The roots.
Mm-hmm. And the, what type of tree is it that we were talking about before that you get your maple?
Maple tree.
Syrup. Okay.
That's a sugar maple.
Mm-hmm. All right. And where would you call a place that there's a lot of trees just out in like
a forest?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a lot of times, if it's kind of isolated, you call it a grove of trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What type of tree is it that you have around here sometimes that it's tall, and it's shady, and it's got white limbs?
Sycamore.
Mm-hmm. And can you list or tell me some of the trees that you have around here?
Poplar.
Mm-hmm.
And swamp maple.
Mm-hmm.
And longleaf pine and loblolly pine and shortleaf pine.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a few pines that are called rosemaries.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have very short needles.
Mm-hmm.
White pines do not grow here. In fact, you can go to the mountains and get a white pine and transplant it into, might you'll live 2 or 3 years, but it'll die.
Oh, okay.
Let me think. Sassafras. Now that's more of a shrub.
Mm-hmm.
And wild persimmon. Chinaberry. Now those are also called umbrella trees, but they were imported from China 200 years ago, 150 years ago, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're wild all over Georgia now.
Mm-hmm.